This is Finding Center, a daily half hour of spiritual focus. Today on Finding Center, we'll hear a BYU Hawaii campus devotional address by Bill G. Casey Jr., titled, You Are to Be the Light of the World. It was given March 17, 2026.
I am grateful for the opportunity that I have to share with you my testimony of Heavenly Father's plan of happiness, the Savior's central role in that plan, and your eternal identity. You students are the youth of the normal birthright and are the rising generation. You are sons and daughters of God, our Heavenly Father. During our last general conference, we said goodbye to our beloved prophet, Russell M. Nelson. Since then, we have sustained a prophet, seer, and revelator. President Dallin H. Oaks is our newest president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He now has the sacred mantle to lead us as our beloved prophet. During the last general conference, we had a great opportunity to listen to and hear from him, as well as from other general authorities and apostles of the church. They taught us and testified of these same principles and doctrines. Please reread their messages and listen to them over, over, and over again. Study them, ponder them, imprint them into your hearts and minds, for they truly testify of your divine heritage and eternal identity. I have had the sacred privilege to serve as a patriarch and participate and witness patriarchal blessings, where the Lord has declared you members of the rising generation have been reserved to come forth in this most important time in the history of the world to prepare for the second coming of our Savior. Why have you been given this privilege and noble birthright? It is because you, prior to coming to earth, stood beside the great Jehovah and chose Heavenly Father's plan of happiness. In Abraham chapter 3, verse 22, it states, Now the Lord shown unto me, Abraham, the intelligences that were organized before the world was, and among them all of these were many of the noble and great ones. Today I stand here and ask you, do you know who you and understand who you are? Do you know your eternal identity? You were among those noble and great ones. You are the youth of the noble birthright. My sisters and brothers, it is not by chance that you find yourselves here in La'i Hawaii, on the beautiful campuses of Brigham Young University, the Polynesian Culture Center, or the La'i Hawaii Temple. We have each been chosen and called here as students, professors, staff, employees, but most importantly, as saints. We are here at this specific time to prepare ourselves and the world for the second coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. You are in a very special community that the Lord has established so that you can receive a higher education while gaining a higher education of the gospel of Jesus Christ, all while you serve and worship in wards and in stakes and in his holy house. You are here to prepare yourself spiritually. Just as the La'i Hawaii Temple stands as a light to this community, whether you know it or not, you are a light unto the world. You are here to learn how to be the light to the rest of the world. We are beings of light because we have the light of Christ in our souls. The Lord declared in Doctrine and Covenants, section 93, verse 2, and that I am the true light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. My brothers and sisters, every one of us that enters mortality are born with the light of Christ within us. Doctrine and Covenants, section 50, verse 24 states, that which is of God is light, and he that receiveth light and continueth in God receiveth more light, and that light groweth brighter and brighter until the perfect day. My brothers and sisters, while you are here in this special community, receiving your higher education, working at the Polynesian Culture Center, or Brigham Young University, or serving in the La'e Hawaii Temple, you are a light through which the way, the light to the world, through which the way you share the Aloha Spirit. Here on campus and in this community, you have a chance to learn and experience other cultures as you share your own. Here, you are learning how to become peacemakers as you share the Aloha Spirit and the pure love of Christ. After his resurrection, while he was visiting the righteous Nephites and Lamanites in America, Jesus Christ said, therefore, let your light so shine before this people that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. All of the prophets since the beginning of this world and the Savior himself have taught us that we are to be a light and a shining example to the world, leading with our good works. President Russell M. Nelson called upon us to become an army of peacemakers. He shared, true disciples of Jesus Christ are peacemakers. Contention is a choice. Peacemaking is a choice. You have your agency to choose contention or reconciliation. I urge you to choose to be a peacemaker, now and always. Charity is the antidote to contention. Charity is the spiritual gift that helps us to cast off the natural man. Charity defines a peacemaker. As we follow the Prince of Peace, we will become his peacemakers. We live in a world that is full of chaos, hate, war, sickness, and suffering. You cannot watch any news or social media without being exposed to it. You might even cry in your prayers, why, Lord? Why must this happen to the good and the innocent? All of the prophets, both current and old, taught us that it is important that we have this adversity in our lives. For it must needs be that there is an opposition in all things. In Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verse 39, it reads, and it must needs be that the devil should tempt the children of men, or they could not be agents unto themselves. For if they never should have bitter, they could not know the sweet. This is why we were given agency as the first great gift, so that we could experience the bitter to know the sweet. Our all-knowing and loving Heavenly Father understood this principle that we could not comprehend nor appreciate his sweet blessings unless we had tasted the bitterness and experienced adversity in our lives. As ugly and as hard as these adversities and trials of life appear to us, they are there to bless our lives and to strengthen us. Facing opposition is a necessary part of this mortal experience. From the beginning, agency and opposition were central to Heavenly Father's plan of happiness. The Savior, speaking through Moroni, said that if we would humble ourselves, then will I make weak things become strong unto them. This is the same principle that we see throughout life. A diamond is enhanced and made more valuable through the grinding and polishing process. Steel is made harder and stronger and more valuable through a tempering process. Those who excel in sports, music, the arts, and in education only do so after much effort, countless hours of practice and study, and after many failures. The athlete learns from his or her losses and defeats. To master any of these skills, the participants must grow and develop through the opposition they face. Thus, opposition and the adversity of life give us opportunities to build faith and forge stronger character. In my experience, those who are the happiest seem to have a way of learning and growing from the most difficult trials. They become stronger, wiser, happier because of the way they respond to adversity. I personally believe that the way you react to adversity will be a major factor in how happy and how successful you can be in life. Elder Joseph B. Worthland stated, "If we approach adversities wisely, our hardest times can be the times of greatest growth, which in turn can lead to times of greatest happiness." You students are the rising generation. As you stand up and become peacemakers, you become a light unto the world. You professors, staff, and saints are here to teach and inspire this rising generation as we prepare for the second coming of our Savior. There is no better place to prepare yourselves for the second coming of the Lord than by spending more time in His holy house. His holy house worshiping and serving. The La'i Hawaii Temple is to be our light and guide to us, a place where we can receive more light and enlightenment. Many of you worship and serve in His holy house on a regular basis. We have a large contingency of students, professors, staff, and community members that serve as temple workers. We love and appreciate your faithful service. I love watching your spiritual growth and development as you serve as representatives of the Lord in His holy house. I love visiting the baptistry in the temple. I love meeting and shaking the hands of all who come to serve and worship there, our youth, young adults, and new members of the church. I can see as you begin to develop your love of serving and worshiping in the house of the Lord. Soon after, I began to serve as the president of the La'i Hawaii Temple. During one of these precious visits to the baptistry, I met a couple of students from this campus. I was introduced to a young man, John Komotios, who had been coming all week with his wife and other students. I was informed that he had recently joined the church through baptism. I extended an invitation to him to come back to the temple often and regularly. I also invited him that in a year to please let me know when he would come to the temple for his own endowment so that I could join him in that future special event in his life. About 3 months ago, John contacted me and invited me to attend the temple when he would receive his own endowment. I had the great privilege of being able to perform the new patron instruction for John. John and his wife, Addison, shortly after he received his endowments, traveled to the mainland to be sealed. A few weeks ago, John and Addison became temple workers. Temple worship and service have played an important part in the spiritual foundation in the lives of John and Addison Comotillos. Their story of temple worship and service is not uncommon, but rather it is quite a familiar story that we see time and time again that involves students and others from this special community. I see many of you spending time in the Lord's house as patrons, worshiping. Then again, in that same week, I see you as temple workers, serving others. I am sure that Addison and many of you were the light and the righteous examples for John. Now John is being a light and righteous example to others around him. This is a major part of Heavenly Father's plan. This is what the Lord wants us to do. Once you have received the light, you're to become the light to others. Russell M. Nelson, during his 7 years that he led the church as our president, made many specific promises to us as members of the church regarding time we spend worshiping and serving in the temple. As I review some of these specific promises that he made, I invite you to consider how your life could benefit and be blessed from spending more time worshiping and serving in the house of the Lord. I want you to ponder how spending time in this sacred edifice of light will bring light and enlightenment into your life. I quote President Nelson, "The temple is a place of peace and power, and spending time there will literally change a person's life. This is the Lord's house. It is filled with His power. God's power helps us to withstand the trials and temptations of life with joy in our hearts." Close quote. My brothers and sisters, construction of these temples may not change your life, but your time in the temple surely will. In that spirit, I bless you to identify those things that you can set aside as you can spend more time in the temple. Again, I quote, my dear brothers and sisters, the assaults of the adversary are increasing exponentially in intensity and in variety. Our need to be in the temple on a regular basis has never been greater. I plead with you to take a prayerful look at how you spend your time. Invest time in your future and in that of your family. If you have reasonable access to the temple, I urge you to find a way to make an appointment with the Lord to be in His holy house. Then keep that appointment with exactness and joy. I promise you that the Lord will bring the miracles He knows you need as you make sacrifices to serve and worship in His temples. Close quote. Please schedule regular time to worship and serve in the temple. Every minute of that time will bless you and your family in ways that nothing else can. Take time to ponder what you hear and feel while you're there. Ask the Lord to teach you how to open the heavens to bless your life and the lives of those you serve. I promise that as you increase your time in the temple and family history work, you will increase and improve your ability to hear him. It is significant that the Savior chose to appear to the people at the temple. It is his house. It is filled with his power. Let us never lose sight of what the Lord is doing for us now. He is making his temples more accessible. He is accelerating the pace at which we are building temples. He is increasing our ability to help gather Israel. He is making it easier for each of us to become spiritually refined. I promise that increased time in the temple will bless your life in ways nothing else can. Regular worship in the temple will help us in the house of the Lord. We focus on Jesus Christ. We learn of him. We make covenants to follow him. We come to know him. As we keep our temple covenants, we gain greater access to the Lord's strengthening power. In temples, we receive protection from the buffetings of the world. We experience the pure love of Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father in great abundance. We feel peace and spiritual reassurance in contrast to the turbulence of the world. Here is my promise to you. Every sincere seeker of Jesus Christ will find him in the temple. You will feel his mercy. You will find answers to your most vexing questions. You will better comprehend the joy of his gospel. In conclusion, my brothers and sisters, you are not here by chance or coincidence. You are here in this special community to do more than to getting an education or to work. You are here to gain greater light and knowledge of the Savior and to firmly set yourself on the covenant path. You are here to build a spiritual foundation for yourselves and for your family. You are here to choose to be a peacemaker. You are here to gather Israel from both sides of the veil. You are here to spend more time in the Lord's house, worshiping and serving there. In the Lord's house, you will be sanctifying yourselves and preparing to meet the Savior himself. I want to add my testimony and invitation to you, like those from President Russell M. Nelson and from all the prophets from both current and old. I invite you to spend more time in the house of the Lord, worshiping and serving. I promise you that as you spend more time in his temple, his house will become a house of healing for you, a house of refuge from the shelter and chaos that we live in. It will become a house of peace and hope. It will become a house of prayer and revelation. It will become a house of light and enlightenment, a house of spiritual enlightenment. Your eyes will begin to see things from a more celestial perspective, and you will catch the vision of who you really are, your eternal identity, and who you can become. Regular temple worship will enhance the way you see yourselves and how you fit into God's magnificent plan. It will build a spiritual foundation for you, but most importantly, by spending more time in the house of the Lord, you will be preparing yourself for and the world for the second coming of our Savior Jesus Christ and to meet him face to face. I so testify of this in his sacred and holy name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
You've been listening to Finding Center. Join us every weekday at 11 a.m. Mountain, 1 o'clock Eastern Time, for a half hour of inspiration and recentering. Today we heard You Are to Be the Light of the World by Bill G. Casey, Jr. Find a link to the full text, audio, and video of this address at byuradio.org/findingcenter. Finding Center is a production of BYU Broadcasting.